Welcome to the Bushy Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. So this was a little different. I've never had this before. It's a grape that I had no idea about. It's called the Muzak, M-A-U-Z-A-C, Muzak. That's how I say it in French. So I always go Muzak. So it's the Muzak. So this is a different kind of wine. It's like in the older grape wine that's usually now in kind of blends. But quickly on the history, and if you read on this, it talks about this was one of the first kind of sparkling wines. So they used the Muzak in these sparkling wines that gave way to champagne. So it was almost like the grandparents or parents of the champagne quality that's been used. And what's so funny about that is they also gives it the distinction that it's able to be, you know, in those kind of different regions that say you can't use the Muzak or Muzak in that way. So where's it from? It's from Southwest France. So the region that they're in is in there. And it's mainly grown in the Limoux and Gaillac districts. Limoux and Gaillac, two different areas that they got in Southwest France. So it's really, you know, kind of different. And it's bottled fermented sparkling wine that traces its roots back to more than a century before the birth of its northern counterpart Champagne. So, got this with another selection. This is the Georges, Cuvée Jolie. So, I had to remember, I had the Sauvignon Blanc with the Carbonneau or whichever the one that was. But that was kind of good. So this one was interesting. This one, you know, if you read it, it's like green apples and lemon. No woodsy, no anything like that, but it's a crisp type wine. So when you're having this, you're having that crispness, almost like a Pinot Grigio, but on the drier side. Because remember, we're in France, and it's always on the dry end of that. So that's the little distinctions and aromas and tastes that you get from that. So that's where we're getting and going from. So now, the way we're looking at this one, let's kind of take a look at that. So if you see, it's a really clear, crisp, lemony, yellowish kind of look on that. So pretty good, pretty good. We're going to swirl that so we can get the flavor coming up to the top. And, you know, let's validate what they said on what the flavors and aromas is coming out of that. Let's take a hit out of that. So you get the lemons, not the rind, not the bitterness of the rind type lemon. You're getting that when you bite into a lemon and it's a faint kind of bitterness, but not really, really bitter. That's what you're getting from this. That's the aroma that you're getting. So you're getting the inner works of a lemon, not the actual rind on the outside. So that's what we got. So let's get a taste. Yep. So, kind of on the green apple. The good thing is not as bitter. You're not getting the bitterness of that. You're not getting a really harsh acidity. It is dry, so it's gone. So I just drunk it, it's gone. So it's kind of like I'm ready to describe it, and it's kind of like, whoa, it already went away. So since it already went away, I'm going to try to have to take another taste in order to say, hey, look, what else? So pretty good. So this is very light though. It's really light. It's not complex. It's really light. It's not much you're going to get from this. So don't expect to get any much flavor or anything in this. Don't expect to get any of that. It's really light. It's light and plain. It's a good compliment on any light fish deals. You're not going to do anything to contrast this, but a light drinking white wine that you'll be fine with. So really, really different. This is a Muzak from the southwestern region of France. So definitely a good win. I found out also this is from the Martha Stewart Vineyard. So she has a lot of these wines that she actually buys within her vineyard. So she has the like from that. So take a try. Nice casual, only light, pretty light tasting wine. So Urban Wine Life. See you next Friday for our next selection of wine reviews.